Blog Talk Radio.
Summer is finally here, and the savings are sizzling during Walmart's Summer of Savings event. Pick up everything you need for the perfect family cookout, like a Better Homes and Gardens 4-burner gas grill for $158. Plus, get all the extras and sides that make your burgers even better, like 24-ounce Kraft Singles Twin Packs for just $4.98, and 28-ounce Bush's Grillin' Baked Beans on Rollback for just $1.78. So, for mouth-watering savings on family cookout favorites, head to the Summer of Savings event, going on now through Memorial Day, only at Walmart.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Misha coming to you live every day, talking about HR with the people that actually care about it and know something about it. So those are two pretty important things. So, well, let's get to our guest. I am excited to hear what he has to say. I mean, he might change some lives today. I'm going to set the bar pretty high. So, Mark Newman, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Thank you for having me.
So, if you would, introduce yourself to our family of listeners, and then we'll jump into our hard-hitting big questions.
Perfect. All right. So, yeah, Mark Newman, I'm co-founder and CEO of HireVue. We're based in Salt Lake City, Utah. And HireVue provides, arguably the best digital interviewing platform in the world, where we enable people to tell their story and demonstrate their ability to work.
Well, big, huge fan here. You guys have really. I like the fact that you're able to speak to kind of setting a category. Because I will be honest, I got a confession for you, Mark. Years ago, I literally thought, what is video interviewing, right? And I'm like, there's no way that's ever going to get any legs. Years ago, like, you know, way back in the early when the compression issues, buffering and compression, and, you know, I'm like, oh, there's just no way. There's no way that's ever going to catch. And so years later, fast forward, and, you know, the advances and having thought leaders like yourself and innovators and risk takers and all that has pushed forward and created that new storytelling platform, which is now, because of the global, you know, kind of the globalization economy approach, is absolutely critical. And so congratulations for completely proving my cynicism wrong.
Thank you, I guess. Yeah, no, yeah. I appreciate it.
So what you woke up this morning and you knew that, I'm sure you planned your entire day around 30 minutes with Drive Through HR. That's just, I expect that of every, you know, that's just the way it goes. So what did you wake up and say, what was top of mind this morning for you?
Well, I wasn't even planning my day around Drive Through HR. I was planning my week. So,
there you go. On that part.
No, top of mind for me is just how fast time is flying. In the sense of, all right, it's already March, and what do we want to get done this year? What do we want to get done, you know, at HireVue, it's like, what do we want to get done this decade, right? And the decade's flying. It's already 2014. And it was interesting. I ended up going to the eye doctor this morning, and I felt like I had been there pretty recently. And they were looking at my records, and they're like, Mark, you haven't been here since 2006. I'm like, hey, time's flying past. So, that's totally top of mind. I mean, it's different cities, different states, different countries on a weekly and monthly basis, visiting with customers and seeing different people. And I want to make sure that it's like Zombieland, rule number 32, enjoy the little things, right?
This is going to be a great show. And you can throw a Zombieland quote out in the first 3 minutes. That's pretty epic, I got to tell you. So you're right, though. I mean, that's, I think, one of the biggest things. And I actually just did a talk to an HR chapter yesterday, and I was talking, I mean, my whole talk is about kind of culture being really wrapped around passions, right? You need to find your passions and infuse them into what you do every day, all day long, whether you call it work, whether you call it play. If you can really understand where your passions are and invest time in that, then the sun gets pretty bright every day. And so that's what I like, you know, not to, you know, again, I'm a huge HireVue fan. I like everything I've seen with the culture. All my interactions over the years have been just fantastic. I've got clients that actually use the product both in the U.S. and the U.K. Are just huge, huge evangelists of what you do. And it's not just the product, it's the delivery. And so how do you maintain that, right? Because you're growing. I mean, you guys had a nice, and you know, a nice kick or infusion of cash, you know, come in, and you know, and that just means that you got to grow faster and bigger and smarter. That's the way it works. And so how do you maintain that experience that people are so freaking jazzed about and talk about all the time, and not dilute that as you grow? What are you doing to make sure that sticks around, the culture?
Yeah, so it's really interesting, right? Because, you know, in 2013, like we're in 2014 now, in 2013 we actually ended up growing faster than we did in 2012. And accelerating growth is really hard, right? I mean, you're in a bus,
sure,
you're going down the road, you're trying not to go off the cliffs, the wheels fall off, you know, you name it. And it kind of lived by this idea that everything that can possibly go wrong will. You just kind of hope that it doesn't all happen on the same day, right? And but in that regard, it's like really the quality of the team, kind of the values, the principles, the kind of the guiding light, I guess, in terms of what we're chasing after, that makes it so that you can withstand whatever shocks kind of come your way. And if you have a really weak team or a really, really weak culture, something bad happens, you're done, right? If you have a strong team and a strong culture and like a guiding principles behind all of it, you can basically withstand about anything. And I've been really fortunate to be able to surround HireVue with just incredibly passionate about people, what we do. And kind of the main light that we chase after is just this idea that, and this awareness that the interview and kind of the interview at any stage in your career or in your kind of employee life cycle, whether you're a candidate, whether you're an existing employee, whether you're a high potential person, whatever it might be, if you think about just how life-changing the interview is and like potentially life-changing it is, and you respect that and you understand that and you believe that, it becomes something that is so easy to be passionate about that we have to deliver something incredible, right? Like we can't just build junky software. We can't just buy something off the shelf. We can't just deliver something that's just crap relative to, relative to what you have out there. And so that drives our engineering team, our product team, our support team, our customer success group, everything around the entire business, even our sales and ambassadorship organization, our evangelists, and everything about that. And so because that passion kind of infuses into everything that we do, what we're finding is that it's something that is different inside the market. I think there's a high level of apathy in the market where you've just kind of come to accept that whatever HR technology you're using or talent technology or whatever you're trying to do is going to just kind of suck. And you're going to deal with this, and you're going to be doing this rollout, and people are going to be mad, and managers are going to be upset about why they have to do X or Y and, you know, all these various things. And what we're finding with HireVue is that both in the product and the way that we deliver it and the results that we can drive, it's kind of a different world for our customers. Like you're saying, they all of a sudden managers are like, hey, this thing is awesome, right? Recruiters are like, okay, yeah, I get this. Let's be using this. And candidates are really loving it. And we use a lot of data to back all that up, right? So candidate net promoter scores in the 70s, and it's, you know, kind of market changing types of things. So I think what it is has kind of come down to the essence of it all. So we have our guiding principles. We look at kind of how do we continue to drive massive adoption, how do we deliver new innovation, how do we build a great team and company, and more importantly, how do we earn passionate customers? Because we know what we're doing is a life, potentially life-changing experience for people. And then how do we hire the right people who don't just say, I want a job, but they want something that they're so passionate about, it's their life's work. And that's kind of the team we've been fortunate to pull together. I can talk about it all day. It's just something that's like, when you're passionate about something, it's not a job, ever. And we've been really fortunate to have a team of people and customers and partners and everything around us. We're pretty passionate about the cause of what we're trying to chase after.
Well, and you've given me a great idea to go talk to your CMO and tell Kevin I've got this new great campaign, and it's okay. the tagline for any new platform you roll out, maybe 20, even 2015, is not only does this not suck, but it kicks ass. We're making. And so I'm sure Kevin, you know, Marasco would absolutely appreciate the feedback on that. So I'll save that for a later time. So
it's one of those funny things that happens inside this market, right? Where because it's always easy to compare yourself to something awful, right? You're like, well, it could be worse. We could be like 7.2 of PeopleSoft in 1988, right? You know, or something like that. But it's also really hard, especially around the whole candidate experience, where like we have to deliver an experience that's better than the customer experience that our customers deliver inside their market, right? Because if you're trying to build a team of passionate people and to build your brand and your organization, why is it that you have an interview process? It needs to be an interview experience that represents the brand experience your company's trying to create, and all these kind of various things. Like, how do we build a better customer experience than people that use Zappos or buy stuff from Apple or whatever it might be. So, yeah, it's kind of fun.
Wow, this is such an inspiring talk that is happening today. Well, Mark, as you said, you know, leaders, they have a great role in infusing that passion, as you said, on everything that you do to people, right? So how do you nurture that feeling that makes, it's like everything is about people that you have in your organization that help the organization provide a life-changing experience for your users or if it is your clients?
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of kind of infusing that and kind of reinforcing that with the team, which is kind of, as you're asking it all, it's really, I mean, kind of when you define culture, right, a lot of times culture gets kind of bastardized a little bit, right, when people say, oh, it's kind of a great culture, oh, they're not a culture fit, or oh, they are a culture fit, right? And it's like, no, generally that's an excuse when people say they're not like me, right? We didn't go to the same school, we didn't have the same background, we didn't do this and whatever. And so for HireVue, it's been really important for us is to have kind of the true essence of culture where you have a lot of different people with a lot of different ideas, a lot of different backgrounds coming together to build something bigger than any one of themselves. And we layer that with kind of a reinforcement constantly of respect and of trust and making sure that people and their ideas and their hopes for the future and their potential and everything is heard. And this is kind of top of mind for me constantly. And how do we kind of be part of people's lives, life adventure, and help them kind of get to the point of where they want to get to and earn the right every single day for them to be part of their, for us to earn the right to have them be part of the organization every single day. And it's a work in progress. It's not always perfect, right? But if we kind of take care of our people, what we find is that they take excellent care of our customers. And I think it feeds off itself. Did I answer your question okay?
Yeah, Nisha must be on mute. So what are you hearing? And yeah, great answer, because that's the culture question is one of those. I mean, especially if you're in a growth mode and, I mean, you're, again, where you're going, you know, you're expanding global. I mean, you're running into a lot of different nuances and new aspects to the business that, you know, can really bump up against your whole value set, right? Global, that's what years ago, first going into the UK even, and then I've been into a bunch, you know, probably 8 or 9 countries. There's just a lot of things that get asked because their gray area sometimes is a little bigger than ours, or it's just a different perception of how things are done. And so it bumps up against some of the things that, you know, as you move globally, that you have to just kind of stick to your guns and say, yeah, that's not the way we do it, right? Here's how we kind of do our business. There's mission, vision, values. And I know that that's probably been the biggest place that's been, for me, has been tried is globally, because it's just different cultures, like ultimately different cultures. And so what are you hearing from your clients, right? And you guys have an incredible set of customers around the globe, small to large, simple to complex. What are some of the things you're hearing now that you could share with our listeners that are going on within the talent HR side of the world?
So a little known fact about HireVue actually is that we did interviews in 100 countries before we did them in all 50 states in the U.S.
Wow.
And so from, like, in kind of core to our DNA is that we've always done a tremendous amount of work globally for our customers. For the longest time, our biggest customer was the African Development Bank out of Tunisia, because they interviewed under UN mandate from candidates from 72 different countries at any given moment for their different roles. And so it's been really fascinating, right? We saw this early adoption of technology on the global side. And a lot of times the way I think about it from a talent and talent acquisition perspective is kind of the same as the kind of the mobile and telecom revolution that's happened, right? So if you think about kind of talent acquisition in the U.S., we've gone from, you know, from nothing to the Pony Express to the telegraph, right, to the telephone to mobile. And so that's kind of think about the life cycle, right? We went from the personnel department, we went through the dropping off the resumes in person to, you know, how we kind of go through all these elements. There's all sorts of compliance and rules and regulations and those types of things. And now we're kind of getting, you know, people comfortable with that. So how do you kind of really excel in the business? Globally, it kind of went from nothing to something, right? So like no telecommunications platform to all of a sudden using WhatsApp, Skype, and mobile phones. Meaning in the talent acquisition context, all of a sudden people that where there wasn't an existing this is how we've always done it are now saying, oh, now I have to build a world-class talent acquisition function to support our work in 30 different countries. Right, or even the classic evolution, like you've probably seen in your work in the UK, where resourcing has gone from a traditional management of agencies, right,
mm-hmm.
to much more of a here's our own kind of recruiting team to find people that kind of have the sense of ownership of ourselves. So that's been really fascinating to watch and be part of. The second thing that's really interesting to me, and it's something that we're trying to figure out how we want to crack it, is there's such like a fantastic blending of the workforce now, right? So not only do you have kind of like you touched on the more virtual and field-based workforce, but you also have a global workforce at a very early stage. I mean, we've had teams all over the world for a really long time. But also you have this blending of contractors and employees, full-time, part-time, freelancers, temporary people, internal people, your partner ecosystem around you, and all these various things. And typical HR technology today hasn't really been played a role in that, right? I mean, I know some organizations globally, talent acquisition is only able to touch new hires from the external side and has nothing to do with internal mobility, where 90% of the hires get happen because of work rules and regulations, right? And so all of those barriers seem to be getting broken down. Because there's this fantastic opportunity to have kind of borderless recruiting and borderless teams and these kind of 24/7 virtual teams globally. And so I think we're kind of at the dawn of the golden age of really kind of what we could do globally for any business.
Wonderful. Well, while talking about mobile and video, I know HireVue has operations across the world, in different parts of the world. But which part of the world are highly interested in or embracing this idea without any kind of a, you know, skepticism or, yeah, let's do this, let's take this risk and probably try this new platform and work it out? Because I've seen like, you know, when we talk to talent acquisition professionals or HR professionals, that initial transition stage when it comes to trying out new technology or trying out new platform, there's a little bit of afraid to move from that comfort zone to a different zone. So what do you feel? Which part of the country is or which part of the world are highly interested in embracing this idea?
Yeah, so we're seeing some fantastic opportunities in Southeast Asia. And I'm not just saying, oh, India, Philippines, China, but also places like Singapore and Malaysia in general and those countries, just because we're seeing these really innovative organizations that are tackling problems that they've never had to tackle before, right, and do it where there maybe their core customer might be 12-hour time difference if it's Europe, 18-hour time difference if it's the U.S., right, and trying to kind of handle all these various points, and how do you do this globally? And so we've been seeing some just fascinating projects that we've been working on in Southeast Asia, India, Philippines and as well, and kind of seeing interesting things there. And in Europe, we're actually seeing, I think macroeconomically, people are kind of taking their heads out of the sand a little bit. Hey, we're getting back into hiring mode. We're seeing, I kind of think of it as, even if there isn't a lot of net new hiring, there's a lot of liquidity happening in the market, meaning people are starting to move. There's starting to be internal movements happening. People are exploring and whatever. And so we're seeing kind of interesting things there. I've been surprised to not see more innovation happening in kind of South and Central America around recruitment and talent acquisition. We've done some work, you know, we've done quite a bit of work there, but it just kind of seems like a lot of fits and starts, right? Nothing kind of super consistent, but I think we'll see something there over the next kind of 5 to 10 years too.
Wonderful. In this new, new era of video recruiting or video interviewing, HireVue has come up with an advanced or innovative idea like we can provide candidate experience, right? So looking at the future, what do you think would be the future of video interviewing? What are the other innovative ideas that we can incorporate or you would see that is happening in the near, let me say, 5 to 10 years ahead of?
Well, you know, 10 years is world domination. 5 years is as we go through it. I mean, if you think about what every single decision made around recruitment and talent acquisition and talent management is essentially gets made with incomplete information, right? If you think about it, right? Because ultimately, if you even say, okay, here are the questions we want to get asked, here is the scoring and feedback rubric that we want to have filled out, here is the people we want them to meet with, right? And then the outcome of that is, oh, okay, hey, Brian, what did you think of Mark? Oh, I thought he was good. Okay, you gave him a 5. Why? And you're like, I don't know, I'm busy. I have another meeting. I have my show that I need to do. Can I talk later? Right, and so you have this kind of hypothesis and theory around why, you know, something is happening, but you don't have any kind of data to do it. And what is more powerful than a massive database of all of these interactions that you have across your entire organization? Who are your best talent scouts in terms of identifiers of talent? Who are your, where do the best candidates, you know, come from? But not just like from a source, but even saying, how do they answer these questions? How do they do these things? How do they get feedback on? Who rates them and how does this work? What are the positions? How do they stay there? And it all kind of comes back to actually now being able to go back and look at this database of interactions that you have. And you can form any type of hypothesis that you want around, I think our top performers are going to exhibit X, Y, and Z, and go and test it inside of HireVue. Because you might have 50,000 interviews that you've done inside of your organization. And so so that's really interesting, right? That is incredibly interesting to me, a lot of fun, and I think incredibly value-creating for our customers, because now, finally, after trying to bring you know, lean processes, Six Sigma processes, massive kind of scale to all these processes and standards to them all and what have you. We can now do that around kind of the essence of how you build a company in terms of how you select people and kind of give you visibility to that. So we're going to be going and doing a lot inside of recruiting. And then we've announced publicly our work, you know, kind of venturing out into the greater kind of talent and business interaction type space. And so you'll be seeing more stuff from that there. I mean, ultimately, we're building HireVue to be an enduring company, a long-term business, an organization that 10 years from now we're in the space and we're still involved in talking about HireVue in terms of what we can do to support the ecosystem, the community, and everything about that. And so you'll be seeing a lot from us.
Well, and Mark, you are a solid 6, by the way. Don't sell yourself short. 5's not good enough, I'm just saying. So kind of along that, let's just say right along that interview lane right there, what are your personal, if you're willing to share them, be authentic here, is your personal, like, one or two questions that you always need to get in the interview process to just get a good gauge? What are your data points that you like to use?
I have two that I really kind of think about a lot when I'm interviewing people and getting to know people. It's a little bit based on the situation, but it's kind of this entire idea. You remember the Choose Your Own Adventure books when you were a kid? And you'd read these books and you'd get to page 32 and it says if you want to go left, you could go, you know, go to page 48, or go right, go to page 57. At the end of the book, it had all these, you know, people. It had all these different scenarios you could go to kind of go after. For me, I always want to build a team of people that can choose their own adventure, right? That they can go anywhere in the world, right? They're really passionate, they're really smart.
Hey, Mark, we're having a little bit of technical issues on the sound, so we're going to try something out here and do a mute-unmute and see if that helps out at all. So,
okay. Yeah, when Nisha was asking you that question, which was when I answered back before, so hopefully it works out.
Yeah, it looks like what is going on exactly. So we've got about 2 minutes left. And so want to make sure that give you a chance, if we can hear you here, to just where folks can potentially connect with you, where they can find, you know, just HireVue, kind of give, let them know that. And then I think we're going to wrap up. We got about a minute left.
Perfect. So anybody can reach out to me anytime. My email is mark, M-A-R-K, at HireVue.com, and I'd love to connect with you and obviously kind of exchange ideas and working on interesting things. Outside of that, you can always find HireVue at www.hirevue.com. We're also looking to really support the community and everyone around us, shows and events, roundtables, community groups, and what have you. And so I'm sure, hopefully you'll come across us, and if you don't, reach out to
Perfect. Well, and folks, just real quick, since the audio is so bad, just you can Google, first of all, HireVue, because there's only one, and they're easy to find, HireVue.com. Check them out. Probably one of the leading companies who definitely support the HR community, the talent community, do so many amazing things, and are by far the stylish brand, one of the more stylish brands out there. Unless you don't like red, then that's a pretty tough one. They're a tough act to follow. So, Marky, thank you so much for coming on. Great lunch. You guys keep leading the category and giving a lot of inspiration just on being a little more stylish and cool and pushing the bounds. But we definitely HR tech space needs it, so it's fun to be around. So, and I think we're done, and we're going to roll with a little bit of music. Misha, I'll leave that to you.